and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today on the news front, the price of wheat is hitting the headlines yet again. May futures are up close on £3, standing now at nearly £210 a tonne. Those prices coming on the back of expected crop losses in the American winter wheat belt. And the latest forecast losses are a result of everything from drought damage in the south to flooding in the upper Midwest and northern plains following heavy snow melts. Whichever way you look around the world, it seems as though there's some sort of disaster which is sending food costs ever higher. More bad news, I'm afraid, for pig producers, and tomorrow we'll be catching up with one of them on this latest twist in the pigs crisis. Also in the news today, EU plans to remove tax exemptions for red diesel. At the moment, it's a draft proposal, and it says that EU rules should be changed to effectively allow red diesel to be abolished, and as early as January 2013, white only, with all its taxation, could be the way forward. And we'll have more on that controversial subject over the coming days. But for now, we're turning to crofting. And a regular stand at Farmers Markets is run by Robin Calvert, selling produce from Rehalmi Croft up at Rogut in Sutherland. I caught up with him the other day, explaining just why he's gone down the Farmers Market route with selling his produce.
What we have is well-hung lamb. We do the full process from birth to plate, we say. And we have our own cutting brooms. We grow high welfare lamb on species-rich pasture, on heather. We make sure that it's all produced properly, we hang it properly. We do a lot of other cross produce as well. We do quite a lot of processing, a lot of mutton. Hogget is our speciality, which is the over 12-month-old lamb. We work in free-range poultry. We do a lot of bacons. We do a lot of hams.
And is it the way forward for crofters to do this kind of thing?
That's what we're working towards. We'll be working a lot with the Crofting Federation on this, because getting income out of crops is an increasingly difficult problem these days, and like within all farming, but when you're working fairly small scale as the crofts are, you've got to look at all different ways of getting added value in, getting as much income out of the produce as you can. So the traditional methods perhaps aren't as viable nowadays as they used to be, so that's why we go down the processing route, yeah.
Robin Calvert there at a busy farmer's market selling all his own produce, and we'll have more from him soon on how crofters are helping themselves to survive the financial crisis. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.